This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Yes, it's just 10 minutes before 12 right here on MUT Radio. 10 minutes before we connect your mornings to your afternoon right here on the Hlanganani Midday Show. We're still broadcasting live from Elangeni Hotel. You know that it is day two of the second regional traditional medicine symposium 2025. And I told you that I'm going to have amazing guests who are going to be joining me throughout the show today. Actually, throughout all shows, as we will be here for a very long time. But with me right now, I do have Miss, hope I'm saying it, Miss. Yeah, it's Miss Patrika Kasiram, who said I must call her buddy. So I guess I have a buddy now. Yeah, she's from Lancet Laboratory. So, buddy, welcome on MET Radio.
Thank you so much. I'm very happy to be here, to be enjoying this wonderful, wonderful symposium and to be part of it.
Yes.
And in collaboration with so many other, you know, hosts that are involved with the symposium. It is such a pleasure to listen to them, from the diploma students all the way to the PhDs. And I mean, it's mind blowing. The traditional medicine versus biomedical, bioscience, the integration, it's amazing. The topics are amazing, and it's just so, I'm very happy to be part of this.
Amazing. We are also happy to have you. Yeah, so before we get into what is happening here in Tokyo, can you tell us more about Lancet Laboratories? What do they do?
Okay, so Lancet Laboratories is a study of human specimens. We are the largest laboratory at the moment in Africa. And we do testing for human specimens from chemistry to micro to histology to hematology. And it's a study of blood. And I think what we do is we also help the doctors diagnose diseases in their patients. Mm. So this traditional medicine, you know, integrating with medicine, it's actually quite good because it brings you back to your roots, to where it actually originated. Because how did medicine start? It started with your roots and your plants. And that is how medicine came about.
Mm.
So how did you get your pills? Where did it originate from? So likewise in the laboratory as well, when I do part of the training there as well, and what do we teach students? Not just how to run the laboratory and run results, it's to know how it first started. How did you start testing the patients? What did you use? What analyzer did you use? You know, did you grind the specimens yourself? Did you cut them up yourself? Now we've got big machinery to do that. But where did it all start? So I think likewise, from the laboratory to where we, you know, we're showing the traditional medicines, where did medication start from? It's the same thing. You started from the roots of plants and fauna and flora. So I'm so glad that Ezemvelo, KZN Wildlife, is also involved in this.
Yes.
Because it's also about, you know, your ecosystems and rehabilitation. And not only just taking any plant and chopping them up to produce something, but also ensuring that the ecosystems are kept, you know, alive. So, yeah, it's been quite an eye-opener. And I'm very, very happy to be part of this presentation that's happening here.
Yes. So maybe what are you hoping that maybe most people take out of this symposium today?
So I would say, like, how I have been empowered with all the knowledge that I've been listening to from all the professors and the masters and the diploma students, it's just been really, really informative. I mean, I think every culture has their own traditional medicines. From Indians, we have all our spices that we grind to make, you know, all your spices that you use for cooking.
Yes.
And likewise, in the African tradition, you also have all these spices and plants and fauna and flora that you use for medication. And we've also got that in our culture. And I'm sure in the other cultures, they use the same things. So it's actually very good to learn about the other cultures. The only thing I regret is not learning the language, because here and there I've been asking my colleagues,
What
does it mean? I wish there were like a parallel, you know, like a language where we could listen to it in Zulu and also get somebody to explain it to us in English. I mean, I'm catching on a few words.
Yeah.
But I'm a bit lost here and there as well. But I'm very glad I got the topics and I know it's recorded. So I will definitely get my best friend Kanya, who we've been in collaboration with Mangosuthu and Dr. Nsele, to help us, you know, with these, maybe with the translations, with the presentations, because they've been very, very good so far.
That is amazing. Maybe before I let you go, maybe what message would you like to share, maybe to young scientists, health workers, about respecting and learning about indigenous knowledge?
Oh, indigenous is the way to go. Everything is about traditional biomedicine. It has to be integrated, no matter what you do. Things have to be integrated for you to understand each other and for you to be able to move forward. It's about building the future. Remember this Saturday as well, it's the 23rd African Traditional Day. That's the 31st of August. And the theme is to strengthen the evidence base for traditional medicine. So it's a very important week. And this symposium has come at like the perfect week, you know, to celebrate that as well. So yes, I would love them to be more informed about.
Yeah, and it couldn't have come at a perfect time, because we are heading towards Heritage Month.
Yes.
So this is very important.
Yes, and everyone's looking lovely with their traditional outfits. And yes, I enjoyed the start as well with the drums and the traditional
African zebras, yes.
They were excellent. So well done to everyone, and well done to the symposium for the well planning, to the committee, to everyone that's been involved in here.
Thank you very much, buddy. Thank you very much for joining us on MET Radio.
Thank you.
And we hope you continue to enjoy the symposium, and the following year you enjoy also, you come, you learn maybe the language next year.
Well, I've been around for 36 years in the industry, so I do have a few more years left to go. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.